Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
Brothers and sisters, so a short testimony before I'll share the Word of God. And I got saved way back in 1988, so that was quite a long time. And you know, during that walk since 1988, I've experienced a loss, you know, financially or materially, and loss of loved one, and, you know, quite a lot of things that I have experienced in my walk with God, that even with my health, I nearly died way back 2017, but praise the Lord, I'm still here. And it is because the Word of God and our Lord Jesus sustained me all through those years. Because being a Christian, it's not always ups, and it's up and down. But during our trials and tribulations in life, that's the time that God is training us to be a stronger Christian. And as I walk with God, and the Word of God really sustained me. And let me just share to you. So I will share you about the Word of God in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. This is a very, very familiar verse with Joshua as the chosen leader to lead the Israel. So it says there, if we open our Bible in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, that's in the Old Testament, and I will read in NLT version. It says here, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." And the first one is, it says here, Dom, if we go to the first slide, please. Next one. So, the first one is, God shows how He will be with us by showing how He was with others. And the first verse, it's in Hebrew 13:5, and that is in the Amplified version, because I have an Amplified version Bible, and it's like explaining exactly what the verse that you will read. And it says here in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your character," so that's your moral essence or your inner nature or our inner man, "be free from the love of money," or when you say love of money, is shun greed or be financially ethical, "being content with what you have, for He has said, I will never, under any circumstance, desert you without support, nor will I, in any degree, leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or lay you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not." So, what does it mean? Like, even financially, God will always support us. Probably you say, how come? Will God just rain money on you? Will you just pick up money on the tree for you to be supported? No, because God will use people to send blessing to you, because that is His promise. He will never let go of us. But what is the problem is, it is us sometimes who let go of God's hand. He's always holding us. But at times, what will happen? We solve our own problems. We deal our own issues in life. But this is a very, very good promise from God. And it says here, I will never relax my hand on you. So He's always there. His hand will always uphold us. Okay, and the next one is in Matthew 28:20, and the later part of the verse, it says here, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and in every occasion, even to the end of the age. So yes, indeed, God is always with us. Wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever circumstance in life, if we let God to hold us and to support us, then He will be there walking with us. And let's go to 2 Timothy 4:6-8. That's in New Testament. 2 Timothy. I will be reading with you the NLT version. That's the New Living Translation. And that is from verse 6-8. It says here, as for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of His return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to His appearing. So yes, God will show us, will reward us if we stay faithful to Him, if we hold on to His promises, if we will not give up in our Christian walk. Definitely, we will have a prize awaiting for us. And next slide, please, Dom. And the next one is, be strong and courageous. God is with you. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings 6:14-16. This is about Elisha, the prophet Elisha, and his servant. So 2 Kings 6:14-16. So let me read. So one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for these are more on our side than on theirs. So what happened is that if you read the remaining verses, that Elisha prayed that the eyes of his servant will be opened by God. So just imagine, in Elisha's house, it's surrounded by troops of army. And then obviously, his servant went out and then they were surrounded. Obviously, he's gripped in fear. And he said, what are we going to do now? But what is Elisha said? Relax, relax. Because he doesn't know. Because Elisha sees the troops or legions of angels. That's why he prayed, Lord, open the eye of my servant. And God indeed opened the eye of his servant, and he saw that the legions and legions of angels are more than compared to the troops that surrounds them. Yeah? So what does it mean? At times we don't feel that God is walking with us, but He's always there. We don't see, we don't feel, but if we trust the Lord, He is there. And actually, this is a true story. It happened in America. So this college student, so she was with her classmate doing a project or school, you know, homework like that. Like it's a group work. So it's just like few blocks away from her house. And then they finish like around 11-ish. And then obviously because it's just too close, I will just walk. But actually in that place, there is a serial rapist and killer. And then, so she was like, you know, thinking, will I walk home or will I, you know, just grab a taxi? But it's just so close. I don't want to pay, you know, like that. So, but she's a Christian. Before she went out, she was praying fervently. And then she said, Lord, I trust you that you will protect me and take care of me. So she passed by along a post with the man there with the light. So she saw his face very clearly, that man. So he was there. So obviously her heart is already like, you know, Lord, help me. I know that you are walking with me. So she just walked and nothing happened. The next morning, news went around that there was a woman who's been raped and killed. And obviously, the police, asked people if they have any information like that. So she went to the police station. And then she said, actually, around like this an hour, I was walking and I saw this man. So they showed her pictures of convicted criminals around the area. And then she said, that's the one. So they arrested the man. And obviously, at the end of the day, she admitted guilty. And then, you know, the woman went and visited him in the prison. And then she did ask him, I passed by, but you did not even, you know, approach me. And you know what that man said? Because you were walking, somebody is walking, two men behind you, a big built man. But she didn't see, you know, but God chose to reveal and open the eyes of that man. So those are the guardian angels that God sent to protect this lady. So that's why, you know, at times there are like things happening in our lives, but we just need to trust God. We just need to trust God and He will do the work. He will do the work and He will definitely protect us. And next one, let's go to Psalm 112 verse 7. That's still in Old Testament, Psalm 112. Verse 7 says here, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. So if you open the telly and watch news, you open the paper, you hardly read good news, isn't it? Mostly it's all bad news, war and everything, and what's happening in Iran? Women are fighting for their rights. They are being massacred there. They are being killed. But don't you know that if we trust God, that's why the psalmist said, we do not fear bad news. We do not fear. Because we confidently trust the Lord. So it's just a matter of trusting God in every circumstance that we are surrounded by all those things, wars and everything. Because is that way back, if I'm not mistaken, way back in the 1960s, Jethro, was it 1960s, when five countries declare war against Israel, like Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Syria, and Egypt. So just imagine, if you look at the map, Israel is so tiny, very tiny country, and surrounded by all these powerful countries. They are trying to declare war. But what happened? God has protected Israel, and Israel defeated them silently within 6 days. How amazing is that? You try, you Google that. Probably you won't believe me, but Google that. That happened way back around 1960s. And one more, like one time, Iran declared war again and against Israel and threatened Israel that they will launch a missile to wipe out Israel. So what happened? The Christians, the Israelite Christians, prayed fervently, Lord, we trust you that you will protect our country. You know, on the day that the missile, that Iran will gonna launch missile against Israel, there was a severe sandstorm in that place where they have to launch the missile. Really, really severe sandstorm on that certain place. And then after the sandstorm, everything was in ruin. So, you know, sometimes probably, oh, it's so impossible. Probably we tell that. But remember, nothing is impossible with God to those who believe Him. And as for myself, I have witnessed and experienced God's protection, God's blessing in everything. And then God, you know, will just restore everything for you if you trust Him. And the next one, Tom, let's go to a third slide. It says here, do according to God's word and He will be with you. Do according to God's word and He will be with you. So let's go to Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. Okay, let me read to you. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. So it's so important that whatever God's commandment, you know, we have to do it. And surely, surely, if we do the will of God in our lives, He will be there. He will be there for us. And because obviously, probably you will say, oh, Lord Jesus, I do on Tuesday, I do prayer meeting. Friday, Saturday, we have Bible studies. Sunday, we have, you know, I go to the church almost every week. But it's not a guarantee that God will be with you. Because if our heart is not right, and if we are still living like a carnal Christian, God will not be with us. That's why we have to do according to God's word, and He will be with us. So Next one is in John 10, 27 to 28. John chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, this is the reason why it's so important that we read our Bible every day. That's why I love teaching the kids, you know, with the song, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. So not only for the children, but especially us as adults, you know, we have to read the Word of God. And the more we read the Word of God, the more God will open our eyes and know Him personally. And then that's the time that we will establish a close relationship with Him. And then God will just fulfill His promise to us. It's 100% guarantee. So this is the importance that, you know, we read the Word of God. And as we read the Word of God, and they say that do not only talk the talk, but walk the talk. But what does it mean? We must not be only hearers or listeners of God's Word, but be doers of God's Word and be able to possess that fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And then once, you know, God will transform us in His own image, then, you know, God will always be there. Because unrighteousness and God, you know, it can never be together. Because our God is holy, therefore we must be holy. And to be able to be holy is by doing the Word of God, living the Word of God. And actually, just the last slide now, Dom, please. Last one. Yeah, okay, let's go to conclusion. It says here, God commands our confident trust in Him. But very often, people have a hard time taking God at His word. If God says it, that settles it, and there's absolutely no reason to doubt it. Because, you know, if God will promise, He will definitely do it. It's not like human, like they say, promises are made to be broken. But if God will promise, He will never break that promise. He will, that's why when He made covenant to our forefathers in the Old Testament, He definitely fulfilled it. Because He's a promise keeper. Not a promise breaker. But that's why this is true, that God, if God will say it, do not doubt. You know, just put everything in God's heart. Lord, this is my situation. I leave everything into your hands. And definitely, God will be with us wherever we go. So that's why I will leave you again God's promise. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even at the ends of the earth, He will be with us. But we just need to continue to walk with Him. So that's it for me. Praise the Lord. Oh, where's that?
I don't know what. Should I put this phone or in my pocket?
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.